To receive instant notification each time I upload, please hit the subscribe button and the bell notification. Always been a unique person, you know what I mean? Sort of laid back in a way, but very adamant and very passionate about what I believe. I think a lot of times that sort of throws people off because they don't expect me to have the mindset or the process of thought that I do. And so when you come in to watch my channel, you may hear a myriad of thoughts and ideas that could be different from others. What I want you to do is just sit back, like, share, and subscribe. Well, hello and good morning and good afternoon to some of the folks that are watching. You can look at the title and see that perhaps in most opinion, I'm not very happy. I've got a little something to say. And I think that the way that I posed my statement here, you guys will see that there is TLP Entertainment News because that, of course, is where we are simulcasting to now, the Lockhart Perspective Entertainment News. But it is also obviously on the Lockhart Perspective side. Not very happy this morning. And excuse me, I'm not very happy because I think that there are some things that need to be said and directly said to those of us who need to understand. This channel is for everyone, but I do want to ask one question specifically to those who look like me. So, hey, Black people, got a quick question for you. Aren't you the ones who always speak about equality? Aren't you the ones who always believe that everybody should be treated the same way, no matter who they are, no matter where they come from? Aren't you those people? Hey, Black people, why is it that right now we are allowing everybody and they mama to use us to promulgate this separatist mindset here in the United States? Hey, Black people, talking to you. No, you. The one who's here right now and thinks that I'm tripping and you want to just turn me off. Got a quick question for you. What part of standing up for the place that you're in so that your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren have some semblance of freedom sounds like racism? What part of that sounds like hate? What part of that sounds like Jim Crow? Hey, Black people, why are you the main people that always allow them people to use you? Why? Right now, today, there are people who are, for lack of better terms, dropping dead simply because they have elected to do something that the very same people they post on Instagram from the past harmed the Tuskegee Airmen with. Yeah, you are the people who are being used to push all of the people over a cliff, including people who've done nothing to you. In the past, there have been many situations where folks have decided that they don't like us And that was so long ago. I'm not saying it doesn't exist right now. So let me put that on the table. Just drop that on the table. We know it happened. We know that it can continue to happen. Why? Because prejudice is sometimes sown inside of people, certain people. But I'm not talking about the minimum amount of people. I'm talking about the fact that you all are running around here still holding on to stuff because you allow your mind to be massaged with hate. Hate from a time that we personally had nothing to do with. I know you don't like what I'm saying, but I got to say it to you like this, because right now they are using us to push folks to take things inside of their body that ain't good for no one. And everybody is being shamed into it. The other day, I looked at a post there on Instagram and somebody was actually talking about the fact it was an actual news clip from Atlanta, Georgia, where a man said that he went inside of a dollar store. I believe it was a family or something, family, one of the dollar stores. He said he was running late for work, but he knew he had to run into this little store right quick and grab something. He inadvertently, in his own words, forgot to put on a face diaper. He ran inside the store. He went to pick it up. When he got inside the store, he was greeted by two workers, one who said hello and the other one who came around the corner and lambasted him for not having on a diaper on his face. This man then said, the black cat, this man then said that he apologized to the fellow while he was putting his hand on the product that he needed. And he turned around and he said, "I'm sorry about that, man. I'm running late. I was just running right in." Do you realize that this situation escalated? And as the man left the store, the worker, the employer, the employee, the cat with the diaper on the face, mind you, everybody in there had a diaper, right? This cat literally took out of his waistband a 9, a gat, a pistola, whatever you want to call it, and began to hit the man in the back of the head right here in Atlanta, Georgia. And when I say here, I mean in the United States, Atlanta, Georgia. Hit the man in the back of the head. The man ran out of the store, got in his car, fled to safety, called the police. Hence, the news reporters got a hold of the story. Where are we going? Okay, here's where we're going. On the Instagram post, people, black folks, people that look like me, actually began to applaud the criminal who beat this man in the back of his head. Black folk. Power to the people, folk. People who don't believe in holding people down, folk. People who believe in, you better go ahead, let's make it right. Everything need to be fair, folk. Shuffling folk, dancing folk. Began to say, "Hey, stupid, next time," I quote, "next time wear a mask." Another person, you know what? People are just tired of folks not complying to the rules. Huh. All I needed to do at that moment was to switch my mind back a couple of hundred years. And this is how those same exact people who all lined up to beat this man up verbally, assault this man verbally on Instagram, this is what I think they would have sounded like when the true, unadulterated Uncle Tom decided to help the real folk who was trying to get away out. And Sambo was tattletelling. Every single one of them reminded me of Sambo. "Hey, massa, you know they're trying to run away. Hey, massa, you know they out there trying to get..." I done told them they don't need to be running away, because you give them all the free chitlins. You give them all the free peas they want, massa. You let them go out there to the social every Saturday. You let them go to the picnic every Saturday. You take them into the church every Saturday. Master, I done told them not to run. But you know Uncle Tom is out there helping them leave the plantation." So every single one of those people that I looked at, that I read their comments in that comment section, disgust me, because they are part and parcel, 100% the problem. Why? Because right now in this country that we think is so lovely and so dear and so free, we are all being shackled to one another, irregardless of our color, because they are using your plight, your grandmama Nim's plight, your great-great-grandmama Nim's plight to plunge this free, beautiful place into the pits of Sheol, into the pits of Tartarus, into the pits of hell right now, today. And they're using you. Hey, black people, what's good? You mad? Oh, you big mad, right? You big mad for what I'm saying to you right now, right? You don't like this kind of talk? No, you don't like it. You're going to call me the coon. And I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm a coon, let's get real with it. Let's take it to the streets. If I'm a coon, your mama one. Mm-hmm. I said that. Why? Because I'm tired of looking at Instagram posts with black fists spread up in the air, telling people about black power. You don't understand what power is. I'm tired of every time I go on social media, I'm looking at a bunch of people who do not realize that when that man stood up and said, they're going to put you back in chains, I quote Biden, he was serious. And you don't know it. You don't understand it. You don't get it. You do not understand that they are using you. They don't care about you, you useful idiot. They are using you to do their bidding on all. How about that? I said it a while ago. Slavery was a simple litmus test, a heinous, unattractive, disgusting litmus test to see how you could take over the whole place. Let's try it on them first. Let's try slavery on them first. And then we'll roll it out to the masses after we have worked out all of the kinks. Then we're going to follow these people and we're going to watch and we're going to see exactly how we can make everybody else feel guilty for simply existing. Hey, black folk, you big mad. You big mad, ain't you? Yeah, you big mad. This chick is saying what she's saying. Not a dude. I'm a chick. Not a preacher. I'm a chick. Hey, black folk, you big mad. Yeah, you big mad. You upset. Because the truth usually does hurt. And what I got to say is, if the shoe fit, put it on and sport it. You know, you like shoes. You march up and down all the time. And I'm telling folks what you want, telling people about equality. You've allowed everything that is foul, everything that is ugly, everything that is evil, everything that is wicked, everything that is smarmy to ride up on the coattails of all of your favorite people that you sport around every February, the shortest month, by the way, of the year. Yeah, you've done that. You understand the importance of rising up. You understand the importance of speaking about inequality. You understand the importance. And yet the very thing that you guys are doing right now is going to put every single one of us, all of us, not just black folk, all of us in slavery. You guys are literally hailing the people who get on Twitter and violate people's rights as the hero. And you're too stupid to know it. You're too stupid to realize that what is being said is not for you. It is totally against you. You believe that the people who are saying things like round them all up, all the 75 million people who supported the last guy, just round them all up. You know, they're not right in the head. These people aren't good people. They're crazy people. They need to be subdued. Hey, black folk, they're using you. Hey, black folk. Remember Henrietta Lacks? Hey, black folk, you remember. You ain't forgot Tuskegee, right? Hey, black folk, what about Tulsa? Hey, black folk, what about the Watts riots? Hey, black folk, what about all that? Did you forget? You forgot. You didn't trust. Now you trust. What's up? You didn't trust them, but now you trust them? What's good? Wait a minute. Let me get this right. Y'all was the main one saying that the man had his foot on your neck and now you trust him? What's good? Are you conflicted in your mind? You Bible-toting, chitlin-eating, believing in sanctification and holiness walking, voting in child murdering, believing in Margaret Sanger walking, double-minded in all your ways talking, puppets, cannot think for yourself. You haven't the wherewithal. So they do your thinking for you. Hey, black folk, you big man. I bet you are. Because the truth does hurt. And when it's staring you right in your face, you don't like it. But this is that. So get over it, cupcake. Get over it. And get yourself together. Don't get mad, get right. And if I'm wrong, then prove me. Prove it out. Show me, hey, black folk, wasn't that your great uncle hanging off that tree? Huh? Hey, black folk, are you awake yet? How many more of us in our community have to pass away because they have been breathing in their own toxins? How many? How many? How many? How many? 4 or 5 of my people in my family, they done died of it, really. How many of those people who passed away, rest their souls, were complicit and compliant diaper face wearers? How many? Do you know how to add? You only understand the new math. You don't understand the real math. How many of those were compliant? How many were wearing them? Even in the house, how many? How many? How many? Hey, where you going? Why you mad? Where you at? What's good? Why you leaving? We're just trying to talk. How many of the ones that we've been burying in our communities have been walking around compliant? I just asked the question. Hey, come on. If I put it to a beat, will you get it? If I put it to a beat, you got me now. Let's go. How many of your family members have died because they've been compliant? It was a beat. Did you get it? Did you get the beat? How many? Hey, black folk, you big mad? I guarantee you the majority of them have warned them. But nobody can do math. Because in your desire to be intelligent and intellectually sound, you have tuned in to the very networks that want to massage your mind with lies. And in your desire to sport your MBA or your bachelor's or your PhD or your little old bitty associates from the junior college to please your grandmama before she died as being somebody who had the very first degree in the family, you've tuned in to the very vessel that is feeding you the lies. And so you want to follow the science, not understanding PhD, MBA, bachelor's, grandmama's associates, that the Most High God gave you the best defense against anything. You don't want to do that. You want to follow the science. Well, if you follow the science, then what's behind the science? Oh, let me tell you. Let me tell you. Are you listening? A ventilator attached to a black man, attached to a coroner's office, attached to the basement of the hospital, attached to a crying wife, crying mother, crying sister, crying brother, crying people, parishioners from their church. What's attached to it? What's following it? A black hearse, a white hearse. He liked red, so we gave him a red hearse. Oh, he liked pine, so we put him in a pine box. He favored mahogany. We put him in a mahogany box. We put him in the best suit. What's behind the science? What's behind the science? Come on now, what's behind it? What's following it? Fatherless children, motherless, husbandless, black woman. What's behind it? Food stamps, state aid, more of everything that your husband just got, that your man just got, that your brother just got. What's behind it? Zero elderly of all races, zero elderly of all colors, zero elderly. Yeah. Did you know what they put in that stuff that y'all running around believing for? Did you know? Do you even begin to know? Have you ever cracked anything other than a pipe? Have you ever cracked anything other than a Coke can? Have you ever cracked open any documents that can tell you, that can show you any evidence that you can juxtapose to the trash that they tell you? No, you ain't did it. Hey, black folk, you big mad. I know you're mad. I know you're mad. And it's all good. It's all good because you know what? I got to tell you the truth. I ain't happy with y'all. I ain't happy. I'm just disgusted is what I am, because you hear people tell you the truth. And when you hear the truth, you get offended. Yeah, you do. You get offended. The truth hurts you. You will look at somebody who's making $1 million a year, tell you lies, and you don't even check and find out where those people came from. You don't even check and find out where they came from. You don't even check and find out where they hail from. Why do they feel the way they feel? Who paying them? You don't do no research. But you woke. You woke. Yeah, you woke. Here is the bottom line. Everything that is against the Emancipation Proclamation, everything that is against the Constitution, everything that is against our civil liberty and our freedom, our God-given right to exist, is being funneled through. Every attack on our nation right now, they are using, and they're using you to do it. Take it off, ban it, unsubscribe, hate me, dislike me, don't want to hear me, all of the above, boo-boo. You can do it. I'm good. You can do it. You can do it. But see, for me, I got to talk to those who look like me, because if I don't, I will feel remiss in my responsibility to tell the truth. I would be remiss if I felt like this and didn't tell you. Yeah, I would. So right now, we are being attacked and we are being considered. If you have the free, if you have the freedom of thought, if you believe in our Father in heaven, now you are being lumped in with what is considered an enemy. Now you're the enemy, but you're too stupid to realize that those of you who packed the church houses in, if you believe in God, if you believe in the Most High, if you believe in Jesus Christ, the movement that you're following does not. Do you hear me? The movement that you are following does not. They don't believe in him. Let me give you a couple of indications as to how you can tell, so that if they take this off and I get swiped and nobody ever comes over here again because they'll remove me, let me give you some indications that you can tuck into your little knapsack with your little small bowl of chitterlings and your sugar sandwich. Let me give you a couple of indications. The way that you know that they do not believe, and the way that you know that they are not like you that pack out the church houses, you who sweat in a robe every Sunday. Let me tell you. Because they are the biggest Molech supporters that you will ever see. What is that? The big owl that they sacrifice children to. That's how you will know if they agree that it's okay You are the ones who side with them, remember? What's the matter? Oh, okay, let me break it down to you, Molek. You don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people who pass legislation and who take money to snatch human life out of the womb of a mother at up to, 9 months, all the way up until the time that the baby's about to come out, and they can snatch it and they can dismember it. Yeah, that's Molek. Are we clear now? Yeah, that's how you know them, by their fruits. And you're the ones who vote these people in. Why? Because they tell you that you've got the freedom of choice of your body. And yet you go and push poison into your grandmama Nim's veins at these rest homes. You don't stand up. You don't allow anything. You're actually the ones that are at the house, which you put them in a wheelchair and towed them down there and let them do it. Yeah, you do. Issue. You're the one. You're the one. You are the one. I see you. Everybody see you. They all see you. You're the ones. It's so amazing to me that the very same people who always wanted to talk about the quote white man, the evil that is, they're using all of the evil, their full arsenal, to take over this whole entire country. It ain't going to be nothing left. Nothing. You're too stupid to realize they started with your grandmama Nim. You're too stupid to realize that next they're going to be after your children in the school system. You're too stupid to realize that if they do survive, they're going to be like walking vegetables. You're too stupid. So, hey, Black folks, happy Saturday to you. Let me go ahead and timestamp it for you. January 30th, 2021. More than likely, this will get removed. It's all good. I'll make it private or I won't even care. I don't care what happens to it, but I'm just a little done. I'm just a little outdone. Just a little outdone. So here's the problem. Here's the problem. The problem is, let me reiterate, they are using the Black people to push this narrative. They are using Black people to push the guilt onto white folks. Bottom line. They want to guilt the white people into the whole thing about slavery. They want to use the white folks and make you guys feel like the white people are the bad guy. And I'm not talking about bad guy, good guy. What I'm trying to tell Black folks is quit running with the narrative, because now y'all done got some crap up there in the office and y'all don't even know what you really got up there. You guys were the main ones. You guys were the main ones. You guys were the main ones that was pushing it. And now you got what you asked for. Did you ever wonder why there was really a fence around the Capitol? Why there's really a fence right now around all of them? Why? Did you ever, are y'all even looking? Do you even really know what's going on? But they used you to bring in a group of individuals that don't have nothing but disdain for this country. We had already gotten past a great deal of the issues that we had in our past, and what they did and what I said from 2012 all the way to now is, if we allow them to utilize us, if we allow them to utilize slavery as a way to remove all of the monuments, then we're going to be getting taken over, you guys. I'm warning y'all. Once they start to remove these things, the things that remind us of our past so that we don't repeat it, we're going to repeat it. Hey, you guys, everybody, look, they're taking the stuff down. Hey, everybody, is that flag really a problem, or does it remind us of something? If it's a reminder, keep it there. Remember Paul. Remember Paul? He had a thorn in his side. He said that it was to buffet him and to remind him. It's a buffeting. You guys, don't take that down. Hey, you guys, stop. Stop. But y'all got in line and you let them take down every monument that they could. You let them snatch down all the flags. You let them do all of that because they used you. Black folk, they used you. But I want to tell you something. The people that are attempting to take over this country have pretty much got a good foothold right now. And they are not the people you think they are. Your white neighbor, the one that gets your mail for you when you go out of town, that's not your enemy. The white lady that worked with you at your job, the lady who always got something nice to say about the pretty earrings that you wear when you go to work, that's not your enemy. Heck, the white young man who walks you out to your car when he's pushing your groceries out to your vehicle, that's not your enemy. Your enemy is the one that stands in your face and pretends they like you, and they use you to promulgate their hate. That's your enemy. That's your enemy. And they look just like that lady that's got something nice to say. They look just like the little fella that helps you with your groceries. They look just like your neighbor that helps you with your mail when you go out of town. You're being used. Wake up. Hey, black people, black folk, you're not as smart as you think you are. In droves, you just brought in dictatorship. In droves, you just brought in populism. In droves, you just brought in democracy, but it ain't the democracy you think it is, because we are a republic, or at least we once were, because I don't know if we was able to keep it, but we'll find out. You just brought in your oppressor. This is Felicia Lockhart. This has been the Lockhart Perspective.